أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم القصاص في القتلى. Previously, in the verses which have passed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the meaning of birr. And we said birr refers to the highest level of righteousness. Righteousness in its complete and total form is referred to as birr. Today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of qisas. What is qisas? Even or equal retaliation, where the death penalty is applied when a person commits the crime of murder. Now of course, murder in Islam, there are up to 5 different forms of murder. You have culpable homicide, then you have premeditated murder. Qisas will only be applied, and there are 3 other different forms of murder. Qisas, equal retaliation. The death penalty will only be applied if the murder is premeditated murder. It wasn't culpable homicide, it was premeditated murder. So Allah speaks of that premeditated murder and the penalty that is meted out to the culprit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who have iman, kutiba alaykumul qisas fil qatla. Qatla refers to the murdered ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regards to those who have been murdered, Allah has ordained, kutiba alayk. Allah has made it compulsory, fard. There's no way that you can do away with this penalty and this law of Allah. Allah says, Allah has prescribed upon you al-qisas. Al-qisas refers to equal, even retaliation. Al-hur bil-hur. Hur refers to a free man. A free man will be killed if he takes the life of a free man. Wal-abd bil-abd. A slave will be killed if he takes the life of another slave. Wal-untha bil-untha. And a female will be killed if she takes the life of another female. So that is the initial law and the penalty of Allah when it comes to premeditated murder. The culprit must be killed, the murderer will be killed. Of course, there are very strict conditions in order to establish premeditated murder. The presence of witnesses, male witnesses who witnessed the killing, or by confession, a person comes forward and he confesses that he had murdered a certain person. Then of course qisas will be applied. So qisas will be applied, but of course there are very stringent and tight conditions before applying the actual qisas, the death penalty. Now, unlike other penalties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, for sariqah, for theft, there is a penalty, the amputation of the hand. Then for zina, there is a penalty. Sometimes it is death by stoning. Or sometimes if a person is unmarried and they commit zina, then it is lashing. For the consumption of alcohol, also there's a penalty which is lashing. False accusation, also there's a penalty which is lashing. All these penalties of Allah, the hudud, we refer to them as a hudud, they can never be waived, even by the victim. For example, your item was stolen. Somebody committed theft against you. Your item was stolen. And the laws and the conditions to establish theft were found, which are also quite strict. And you feel that you want to pardon the person. The culprit was caught. And you feel that, you know what, I want to pardon him. Don't carry out the penalty of amputation of the hand. Don't carry it out on this person. You do not have the right. You do not have the right to waive off that penalty. But when it comes to qisas, you are the wali, the guardian of the murdered person. So let's say, for example, somebody was killed, and the father has the right now to claim qisas to ensure that the murderer is killed as well, but he also has the right to forgive. So this is one penalty of Allah where the guardian of the murdered person has the right to forgive the murderer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now addresses that. Allah says, فَمَنْ عُفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ شَيْءٍ. If the murderer is forgiven and pardoned, or a certain amount of the blood money that he had to pay was cancelled. You see, in the event where it is not premeditated murder, it is one of the other types of murders, then the person has to pay blood money. If it's culpable homicide, accident, he bumped somebody, and it was due to his negligence, then that's culpable homicide. Due to negligence, it was not premeditated murder. So there, of course, he will not be killed. But there is something that he has to pay, which is known as the fidyah, or the diyah, rather, not the fidyah, the diyah. That is blood money. Now, if he or the person who is now claiming the blood money wishes to forgive the entire amount, or he says, fine, you do not have to pay, it's quite expensive, the blood money, Islam has determined it, you do not have to pay the entire amount, or he subtracts and cancels a portion of the blood money amount that is due to the family, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is allowed. فَمَنْ عُفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ شَيْءٍ فَاتِّبَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Now you have to go and claim it from that person. You have allowed, you have cancelled the qisas. You said, fine, we won't take your life, but we want 10 million from you. You have killed our son. It was premeditated murder. We won't take your life. We won't establish qisas. But 10 million. We made sulah. It's called sulah. He has to pay the 10 million. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاتِّبَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Now, pursuing him and claiming that from him, do it with ma'ruf, do it in kindness. Do it in kindness, right? That is as far as the claimant is concerned. You are claiming that blood money, do it kindly. وَأَدَاءٌ إِلَيْهِ بِإِحْسَانٍ. And as far as the defendant is concerned, the murderer, you pay it بِإِحْسَانٍ also kindly and justly. In other words, Allah is asking for kindness and justice from both parties. ذَلِكَ تَخْفِيفٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Allah says this is a form of takhfif. What is takhfif? Relaxation. Allah has relaxed the law here. Allah has relaxed, not like when it comes to amputation of the hand, when it comes to the penalty of zina, when it comes to the penalty of drinking alcohol and wine. There Allah says, Allah does not relax the law. Here when it comes to murder, Allah says there is this concession where the guardian, where the wali, where the claimant has the right to completely forgive the murderer and the killer. Allah says it's a takhfif. It is a relaxation from Allah wa rahmah, and it is a source of mercy. فَمَنِ اَعْتَدَى بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ. Allah says, now after that, you have come to an agreement that you will not take qisas, or you have forgiven a portion of the amount that is due to the family. Allah says, whoever exceeds the limit after that, you receive the money and then you kill him also. Or you have said that this is the amount that is due, but now you are claiming more than that. You are exceeding the limit. فَلَهُ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Allah says, in a year after, such a person will face a painful torment. Just in conclusion, when it comes to the different penalties of Allah, in Sharia, they are very strict penalties. Very, very strict penalties when it comes to certain crimes in Islam. But remember, that is a form of tawbah for the culprit. A person committed theft and the penalty was carried out. A person committed murder and the penalty was carried out, or zina. That is a form of purification for the culprit. So while outwardly it seems as if it is gruesome, or outwardly it seems inhumane, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is better for the culprit, for the perpetrator, to go through this form of outward punishment. It is good for him. Why? So that in the akhirah, that person will not face any form of punishment for that particular crime that he or she had committed. So these hudud and these penalties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instituted in Islam are a form and a source of tawbah and purification for the culprit. May Allah grant us the understanding.